This is Maritime Morning. How you doing today? Pleased to be with you this morning.
I've got to be honest. I think you know. We're covered in lies and that's okay. And there's somewhere beyond this. I know.
I want to introduce you to a couple of people. Daryl Henderson is the president of the Hong Kong Veterans Commemorative Association. And Phil Doddridge is the president of the Hong Kong Veterans as we get set here for Remembrance Day. And as we lead into it, I want you to visit with some veterans. Phil and Daryl, welcome to Maritime Morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi. Good morning.
Okay, let's talk about the organization itself, the Commemorative Association for Hong Kong Veterans. Daryl, you want to talk about your group?
Yeah, certainly. In about 1995, when the Hong Kong veterans were getting on a little in age, but still felt there was a lot to be done, they asked their sons and daughters and interested Canadians to help pick up the task and continue on for them, and that's the foundation of our organization.
I want to ask you about being a prisoner, an actual prisoner of war with the Japanese. Phil Doddridge, the Japanese were universally and homogeneously cruel. The Germans were even more uneven. They would have cognac in France, but were unbelievably brutal in Poland, whereas the Japanese were universally cruel everywhere they occupied in the 40s. Let's talk about being a prisoner of war under the Japanese, Phil.
Well, you know, it's a long time ago now. It's over 60 years, and memory dims. But it was pretty tough, and it's kind of hard to talk about now, you know, because I saw some pretty awful atrocities, and it leaves a scar on your character, and I don't know.
They were unbelievably cruel, the Japanese, weren't they, back then?
Yeah, they were. They had a little respect for human life, and you know, beatings were the rule of the day. And in the Japanese army, there was a pecking order, whereby the a person of superior rank could knock the hell out of the guy next lower rank to him, and so on right down the line. And the poor private, of course, was the last in the line, and he got hell from everybody. And we prisoners were below that again. So we were a universal punching bag for any Japanese that took a fancy.
Let's talk about Hong Kong. The world was shocked when Japanese forces broke through. Those were very scary days, weren't they, when the Japanese invaded?
Yes, they were. I was, at that time, I was 19 years of age and had, you know, had never had been in any sort of combat like that, and it was pretty fearful, I can tell you. I don't know.
Do you think we could have done anything different to save Hong Kong going back then, if we can?
Oh, no, it was impossible. We were cut off from any kind of help, and of course, the only possible ray of hope was the two British ships, the Prince of what was it, the Prince of Wales and the Repulse, and they were both sunk in the South China Sea on their way to Hong Kong. So there was no possible way of escape or, excuse me, even of defense, because we were caught in a box and couldn't get out. No
Phil, as a prisoner of war under the Japanese, did you ever think that you would make it out of there?
I never gave up hope. And I think that's probably why I did make it. I knew guys that just gave up, and they died within days, you know. But I always had hope that tomorrow would be a better day, and eventually it was.
Joining us is Daryl Henderson. He's the president of the Hong Kong Veterans Commemorative Association, and Phil Doddridge is the president of Hong Kong veterans, and he was just speaking. He was an actual prisoner of war. Phil, I'm going to turn to you, and I'm going to you, Daryl, right after. Phil Doddridge, most of people who were baby boomers, etc., you know, grew up with fathers and uncles and grandfathers, etc., in the war, but our experience of it has only come through Hollywood. Is the characterization of what Allied prisoners had to endure with movies like Bridge Over the River Kwai, was that, is there any accuracy there? Have you seen anything in pop culture, in media, that has accurately reflected what you folks endured as prisoners of war?
Well, you know, that film, The Bridge on the River Kwai, portrayed the actual conditions in camp very well. Now, some camps, of course, were worse than others. And I think that railway project that the Japanese ran there was especially brutal. But it was pretty close to the fact. That was pretty well done, I thought.
Did you shed any tears when Hiroshima and Nagasaki were atom-bombed?
I'm sorry, say that again, please?
Did you shed any tears for the Japanese when they were atom-bombed in August 1945?
No, I didn't. I didn't because, well, probably selfishly, that was my ticket home, you know? If that hadn't happened, I think it's well recorded that the Japanese had orders to annihilate all of the prisoners of war, so... in the event of the invasion of the main island of Japan, I think that would have happened because, well, the orders were out.
Yes, Operation Olympic, it was designated. Daryl Henderson, you're the president of Hong Kong's Veterans Commemorative Association, the offspring of the veterans want to continue the memory alive. What was your reaction to the atom bombing? We know that there are a lot of historians are second-guessing whether or not it should have happened, but when you take a look at the Japanese and how universally mean they were to the Chinese, the Filipinos, every place they occupied in the Dutch East Indies, etc., and the South Pacific Islands, and the way they treated Allied prisoners of war was abominable. When they were atom bombed, what was your, you know, what looking at this, did we do the right thing?
Well, I can only speak for myself and seeing my father, when he came home, he was in pretty bad shape. He was carried onto a hospital ship to come home. And he, after he was home, he told us that he could have never survived one more winter in Japan. So, like Phil, I guess I was all for it in retrospect, because at least I had my father. But war is hell, and civilians get killed. And, the whole controversy about the bomber command, and it just goes on and on, but that's a fact of life. There were many civilians killed in London, so was it necessary? I think so, because had the American forces actually been obliged to invade Japan, all our POWs would have been slaughtered, and there would have been just as many civilians killed, I believe.
Well, Phil Doddridge, I guess that was your reaction, too. Tell me about the day you were released. Do you remember that? Do you remember what happened when the Japanese finally packed it in?
That was the best day of my life. When we finally realized that the war was over, it was, it's impossible to describe.
Tell me about the day you woke up. Tell me about that day, from early in the morning to the end.
Well, you know, it came upon us gradually, because... we noticed a different attitude in the guards, and we began to think, something's different here, and we began to put two and two together, and finally the work parties were canceled, and I can't say that it came like a flash. We gradually began to realize that the war was over. So,
do you remember who told you or how it came out?
No, we just surmised that that's what the problem was. Not the problem, certainly the solution.
Were you concerned? Problem for the Japanese, yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Did the guards look scared, knowing that they might get their butts kicked soon by you guys?
Well, I don't know if they were afraid, but I know that another guy and I walked downtown. We just walked out of the camp and walked downtown, and we happened to come to a place where there were about 25 or 30 Japanese soldiers sitting around a long table, and they had their arms all stacked. You know, their rifles and their samurai swords and everything else were in another room. So this guy and I walked in, and we helped ourselves to a couple of samurai swords. And they didn't show any hostility at all. But on our way out, one Japanese came up to me with a clipboard, and he asked me to sign for the samurai sword.
You're kidding me! They took inventory.
Well, the army, I guess, it's the army wherever you.
That's hilarious. Would you sign for these swords you just stole?
I remember the only fictitious name I could think of at the time was Clark Gable, so I signed Clark Gable.
That's hilarious. Yeah. It was before Paris Hilton's time, so you couldn't.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, Phil, turn around, because you know the Germans just shot people too. You know, they were killing the Jewish population right up until the end.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the Americans and the Russians were coming in, and they were still killing people right up to the last moment. How insane. Yeah. Were you concerned the Japanese might kill you, knowing that they'd lost the war?
You know, strangely, I can't remember ever thinking that. I remember having the attitude that we were on top now, and at least I didn't have any fear. Maybe I should have asked, but I didn't have any fear that there'd be any resistance from the Japanese.
We're going to take a break. This is fascinating. Hey, you know, say hi to some World War II veterans. More importantly, Hong Kong veterans. I've never spoken to a Hong Kong veteran until this morning. I'm pleased to do it. Very happy to have Phil Doddridge. He's the president of the Hong Kong Veterans, an actual prisoner of war. And the family and friends of Hong Kong veterans, you want to keep the memory of their sacrifice and their trial front and center. Daryl Henderson, he's the president of the Hong Kong Veterans Commemorative Association. Both join us. So can you at 405-6000, 1-877-801-8255. What does Remembrance Day mean to you? Well, these gentlemen for me. That does it for me. More with these guys, fascinating Canadians, in what some have called the greatest generation. This is Maritime Morning.
Maritime Morning with Andrew Crystal is heard weekdays from 9 to noon on News 95.7. Now, here's Andrew.
We're speaking to Hong Kong veterans and their families this morning as we get set for Remembrance Day. 1-877-801-8255. This is Maritime Morning. Daryl Henderson is the president of the Hong Kong Veterans Commemorative Association, and Phil Doddridge is the president of the Hong Kong Veterans.
A love-struck Romeo, sing the streets a serenade.
We had a caller, Mike, called in a minute ago. Sorry we lost you if you want to call back. 1-877-801-8255 or 405-6000. Daryl Henderson, let's talk about what your father endured as a prisoner of war.
Well, it's really difficult in one sense to say because my father never spoke about the atrocities of war. If anything funny happened, he would relate those, but that's about it.
What funny thing happened?
Small things, like they would get pleasure out of very small things, like if they were working on the shipyards in Yokohama. I remember my dad talks about digging out the handle out of a sledgehammer, and then when the Japanese guards would walk by, the prisoners would use this particular sledgehammer. And one time, the actual head did fly off, and I don't know whether it killed the Japanese guard, but it certainly severely wounded him.